They asked him, how much do you have to drink? They asked the question by a big guy, by a giant. How much does a giant have to drink like the Melech HaBoshen? That was the question. Then such a case, Meshama is a Chumra. In other words, Beisilu says, if Oig, you know how much Oig has to drink to Mechayiv? He has to drink maybe 5 gallons. Oig has to fill up one side of his mouth. One side of Oig's mouth maybe was 5 gallons. That's what Beisilu says you have to drink. And Meshama says, no, it's enough to drink just the Revius. So if you're asking the question about Oig Melech HaBoshen, Havada Beisilu is more of a Machmir, and Beisilu is more of a Mekel. That's why it's not a kasha, why it didn't say this mission also Masechta Yedius. Because in this case, where the person is very big, and his one mouth side is bigger than a revius, so then Beis Shammai is a chumram. No matter how big you are, if you drink a revius, you're chayif. And Beis Hillel says, no, it depends how big you are. If you're a big giant, you have to drink more than just a revius. You have to drink one side full. Maskevor Rav Zeira. Maishino achila, dechol chad v'chad v'chasevis. So he's telling me now, according to Beis Hillel, it's a modern halacha. According to Beis Hillel, mole lugmav means every person by himself. How much are you chayiv if you drink on Yom Kippur? If you drink the side of one of your mouthful, one side. Let's say you're a tremendous giant. So like I said, you only chayiv if you drink a gallon. Ma'ashen came by achilo, the Mishnah didn't make any chlukim. The Mishnah says if you eat the size of a kesevas agasa, you eat any food the size of a big date, you chayiv. Outcome by food, we don't make a difference how big you are. You could be a big giant, you eat this one date full, you chayiv on Yom Kippur. Mashiach, when it comes to drink, you have to drink a gallon full. How come? Maskar Rab Zera, Maishna Achila, Techol Chad V'Chad V'Kesevis, O Maishna Shtiyah, Techol Chad V'Chad V'Diday. That drinking, Yoni Chayiv, it says, each person has to go according to his one side of mouthful. Omalai Abayas, Abayas answers, Kesev, you'll see Abayas answering this terrorist over and over again now. Ramalai Abaya, what you have to say is, Kim Lhul Rabbonin. Yes, the Rabbonin understood that because Kesevis, when a person goes to eat a solid food, if you eat any food the size of a big date, the Bahochi Mesvadaiti, that satisfies you. That takes away, at least for that second, it takes away your hunger pains. Even for Melech HaBoshen, it takes away his hunger pains for that second. But if you eat less than the size of a big date, no matter how small you are, it doesn't take away your hunger pains. If you're inu now, if you're hungry, and you eat less than the size of a big date, it doesn't take away your hunger, therefore not over the law. That's what the Rabbana knew, that's the svar by eating. When you want to drink something, you have a thirst. What takes away the thirst? What takes away your thirst pains? But day, it depends upon you. It only satisfies you, takes away your thirst, if you drink at least one side of your mouthful. No matter how big you are, that's how much you have to drink. If you're a bigger person, if you don't drink that much, it doesn't quench you at all. If you're a small person, you drink that much, it quenches you. That's what Rabbana knew. It's like a difference between drinking and eating. Like, what's the svarim now? We spoke about yesterday, but now the Gemara says it. What's the svarim? If you're telling me now, eating a date, no matter how big you are, you're chayiv. What kind of svar is that? Every normal person, when he eats the size of a date, he's chayiv on Yom Kippur. Why? Because that's the shear that makes the date that makes him feel, takes away his hunger pains. And you have the big giant now, oig. That for him, his meal, the chveis, is 100 of them. So how come if he eats one date, you tell me now it satisfies him? What could one date do to eat Melech HaBoshen? Omalei Abaye, yes. Abaye answered back, no. Kim lul Rabbon, Rabbonu knew that the svar is like this. Tebohochi meis vadaiti. No matter how big you are, if you have the size of a date going down your throat, it satisfies you. Botsu mehochi loy meis vadaiti. No matter how small you are, if you eat less than the size of a kesevis, a kasam, less than the size of a date, it doesn't satisfy you. It doesn't take away your hunger pains. Miyu, I asked me a question. There should be a difference between a big bully, between a Oig Melech HaBoshen and a normal person. I say it like this. Kula yal matuva. A normal person, when he eats the size of a kesevis, a kasam, the size of a big date, it satisfies him for 5-10 minutes. For a little while, you don't become hungry. Ma'ashenkin vay Melech HaBoshen purta. For him, 2 seconds maybe. For the first 2 seconds after he eats it, he's satisfied, his hunger pains went away. Only a little bit, true. Right away he'll become hungry again. But our Kopon, the Torah says, Ashalai Suna, you're not allowed to do something to take away your pains. So, Oig Melech HaBoshen ate the size of a kesevis, of a date, HaKoponim, for those 2 seconds after he ate it, it took away his hunger pains. So he's over the lav of eating on Yom Kippur. That's the Svara. Maskev lo Reb Zeira. So Zeira asked a question, another question, the same type of a question. Bosa shomeh b'chaseves. How can you tell me, no matter what type of a food you eat, it has the same shear? If you eat nice, fatty meat, the churah meat fills you up. So how much meat do you have to eat to be mechayev on Yom Kippur? Again, b'chaseves. Doesn't say any differences. No matter the best type of meat you eat, you're only chayev on Yom Kippur if you eat the size of a date. Chaseves agasa, a big date. Mashenkin v'lulei gefanim. Let's say you eat the leaves of the vine. You're also chayev. Talking about the leaves that are edible. V'chaseves, how much leaves do you have to eat? Because they don't give you too much nourishment. You don't get satisfied too much. How much is the shear? The same shear of chaseves. So what kind of svar is this? If you're telling me now the svar Yom Kippur is what takes away your hunger pains, what takes away yinui, so svar should be, if you eat a tremendous, nice, juicy piece of meat, a smaller piece should take away your hunger pains. Mashenka, if you eat some leaves, it takes more to take away your hunger pains. Omle Abaye, no. Abaye answer back again, the same terrace, no. Ramalei Abaya, Kim Lula Rabbonin, the Rabbonin knows, no, the Bahochi Meisvadaiti, that you have to eat, no matter what food it is, if you eat the size of a date, it satisfies you. Bosa Mihochi Le Meisvadaiti, if you eat less than the size of a date, no matter even though it's the best meat in the world, it doesn't take away your pains, younger pains. Miyu, I ask him, is the Chiluk one has more nourishment than the other one? True. Miyu, Bosa Shomin Tuva, since it has a lot of nourishment, it'll satisfy you, keep you satisfied for a while, tuva, a few minutes, half an hour. Mashenki and lulve gefanim. If you go to eat these poshia leaves, then purta, it'll satisfy your taka for a few minutes. That's all. I don't come hungry right away. True, but I kopana for these first few seconds or minutes that you're satisfied. You're over the lava Torah that says Hashalai Suna. Mask of law rova. Kizayis bechtei achilas pras. We know the halacha by all the shurim haTorah when they say yechayiv eat a kezayis. How fast do you have to eat a kezayis? You get malchus to eat a kezayis worth of chazir. How fast do you have to eat it? You only have to eat it in 1 second. There's a shir kedei achilas pras. That's the shir how you eat. Achilas pras is the size of a half of a loaf of bread. That some say it's 3 eggs, some say the size of 4 eggs. Machlokes. But in other words, how long it takes you to eat 3 or 4 eggs, and let's say it takes 3 minutes. So if you eat your kezayis of chazir within 3 minutes, then you chayiv. That's the shear by kezayis. Now the kezayis, we have a new shear by Yom Kippur. You only chayiv on Yom Kippur chorus if you eat the size of a date. It's also the same shear. With the achilas pras, we know the locker is by Yom Kippur also. How fast do you have to eat your kezayis, your date worth of food? You have your piece of apple here, the size of a big date. So how fast you have to eat it from the chayiv on Yom Kippur? The same shir kedei achilas pras. Let's say it's 3 minutes. If you eat it within 3 minutes, you chayiv. Let's say after 3 minutes, you potter. So if you eat it within 3.5 minutes, you potter. So you ask the question, why should that be? L'chura, kezayis is a smaller shir. So you understand, if eating a kezayis, you need 3 minutes. Tida kezayis agasa, which is a bigger shir, l'chura, you should need 5 minutes. What kind of svarim, the same 3 minutes you have for a kezayis, you have for a kezayis? Amalei Abaya, Abaya answer Nachum the same terrors. Kim lula Rabbanu, the Rabbanu knew, to behochi meis v'daiti, that if you eat this size of a kesebis, of a date, within the shear of 3 minutes, within the shear of achilas pras, that satisfies you. B'tfei mehochi, but if you wait 1 second more than kedei achilas pras, 1 second more than the 3 minutes, le meis v'daiti, it does not satisfy you. The Rabbanu knew this also. The Rashi says, kedei achilas pras, Kimlon v'chol oisin isurit shashur mekazayis shimsho ben tchilas achilosa shir l'gmar achilosai. If you wait from the beginning until the end, yosim le'achilas pras aim it starf. You're not chayiv. At sheyechol kol hashir b'tor kedei shiyos suda, until you eat the whole size of the kazayis of chazir within this 3 minutes. V'achilas chati kikur. What does the chati pras mean? It means the size of half of a loaf of bread. Shashir bo yaseriv. This is the size for an eriv. Shumozin Bay Sudas, that's the Mozin of 2 Sudas. Now that's the shear of a kezayis. So you want to tell me now by a kosev it has the same shear. Bechte achilas pras. Bitzmiya. Yom Kippurin sheshir achilosoi. The kosevis. But Yom Kippur the shear was a kosevis. Afu shiur with serve achilosoi. Bechte achilas pras. Is it a svar? It should have the same shear. It's not a svar like that. The Yimshor Yosef Mekan Em Starf was a Shir bigger than that Nam Starf. No. Yeah. The yeah. So the Harris says the Nechnami that with this Shir between Melach Drashi Yimshor Yosef Mekan Loi Meisav Daiti. If you wait longer than this, it's not Meisav Daiti. You're a kippah of Yishuv Adas Tal Yemilsim. Kippah is totally the Yisrael is when it takes away your pains, when you feel satisfied. The Torah says Asher Loi Suna. Torah doesn't say not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Torah says you're not allowed to be satisfied. So what's called Yishuv Adas that makes you satisfied? That's if you eat the size of a kesevis, of a big date, and how long? Within the size of a chatzipras. Right. Chachil's pras. Omalei Abaye. Now the mask of Lo Rav. Rav asked another question. The kesevis b'chtei chilas pras. You tell me now, even on Yom Kippur, when the shear teeth is the size of a kesevis, you have to eat it b'chtei chilas pras. That's the shear. If you eat longer than that, you potter. Now chatzi pras is another shear. There's a shear of chatzi pras. That's even a bigger shear. Mamers the size of eating half a loaf of a bread. The loch is if you eat the size of achilas tumah. You have food that's tummy. And if you eat it, if you eat a chatzi pras of the food that's tummy, it's matama your body. Midrabbanan, that's called tumas gevia. Your body becomes tummy if you eat a food the size of a chatzi pras. Midiraisa, so food is not matama person. The only food that's matama person is if you eat an oif, nevelas oif torum, then it's matama you when you swallow it. But any other food, even though it's tummy, is never matama nodum. But midrabbanan, though, if your body, if you eat the size of a chatzi pras, of food that's tummy, your body becomes tummy. Now, how fast do you have to eat this chatzi pras? Bechtei achilas pras. You have to eat a half a loaf of bread in the time it takes you to eat a full loaf of bread. The same 3 minutes. That's halacha. So the chorus akasha, why? We're telling me now to eat the size of a kezayis, you have 3 minutes. So to eat the size of a half a loaf of bread, you should have 10 minutes. How come you have the same shear to eat a kezayis as you have a chatzi loaf of bread? Why should that be? And the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa, or Papa answered back, Hanech le Tumas Gevim. Leave over this cloud that we're talking about now, Tumas Gevim. Say now a new Chiddush that if you eat food, your body becomes tummy. The Lav Diraisi, that's not a Tumas Diraisa. It's only Mid Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin were not Machmis so much. When the Rabbonin said this Chumrum, that if you eat food that's tummy, it's Matama your body, the Rabbonin were Mekel and said, you only tummy if you eat the size of a Chatzi Pras, fast. In the size of three minutes. The same shear takes your teeth a full loaf of bread. But if you eat it in a longer stretch, the Rabbanan said you're tor. Shrashi, chatzi pras. Sheshiyuroi lifts la segviya. That's the shear how much food, tomato you eat to matama your body. Loichel, oichlen tomeyim, chatzi pras. If somebody eats food that's tome, the size of a half a loaf of bread, nifsa gufa melecha betruma. If you're a kayin, your body becomes tome now, that you're not allowed to eat truma. The chatzi pras shir godlu kishtei beitzim. It's not much the size of 2 eggs. So how can you tell me it's the same size of the achilas pras? So the answer is yes. Hanech l'tumah gevia d'lav d'iraisa. It's not a d'iraisa d'in tumah. V'yakilu rabbonim bo. It's only a tumah mid rabbonim. So the rabbonim will make up. Frat the Gemara, is that true? Or miyam rav papa hochi, the rav papa said that the tumah gevia is only mid rabbonim. V'yakziv, he dash in the posik. The posik says, v'loi setamu behem. Don't make yourself tummy. When it's mesa bum and you become tummy, I'm talking about a sheretz now of oichol as tummy. The yomra papa mikan she tumas gviya diraisa. The papa says this posik of it mesa bum mashmir. If you eat this food, you become tummy. So it's mashmir diraisa. So how can you tell me now? Papa says it's only mid rabbanon. So Gemara answers no. Mid rabbanon. Papa also knew it's only mid rabbanon. Oh, cross machta bialma. That he says it's diraisa. Interesting. It doesn't really mean diraisa. Diraisa just means we learn it out from the Torah. It's an asmachta. Because an asmachta means the Rabbanan made up this halacha. But certain times the Rabbanan make up halacha just by themselves, by their own das to a machmir. Certain times the Rabbanan found an asmachta from the Torah. It's mashm a little bit from the Torah, that's what we should do. So a diraisa mamish to say the Torah told us to do it, it's not called. It's called the Rabbanan interpret it. But it's called, an asmachta is called something. So a papa called it a deraisa, even though it's not really a deraisa, it's only with the rabbanon. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says, "V'lo titama behem ka biachila tziv al teshaksot nashasechem." Dainu achila, don't eat the shekets. where it's a tamo behem, loizui azara tumas is not the tumah, shein yisrael musarim the tamah. A regular yisrael has no chiyuv not to become tummy by eating or touching shrotzim. There's an emor lekahanim, kahanim mizorin, only a kohen is mus not to become tummy, v'en yisrael musarim, el azaras achiloson. It's the puzzle is talking about not to eat a sheket. You're not allowed to eat it. So if you eat it, you become tummy. So here it's Masha from Rashi that a Yisrael doesn't have a chiyuv not to eat shrotzim, not to touch shrotzim, to become tummy. But Masha Mekoyin does have the chiyuv. The Kivay Geis will never find that. A Koyin only has an Issa not to touch a mace, not to have tumas mace. But stamp to touch shrotzim, we never find a Koyin has is muzer. And yet from Rashi it's Mashma that a Yisrael doesn't have the love not to touch Rotshim. But Mashma Kanim does have the love. So some of us want to say that Rashi Yosta didn't really mean, just Rashi just means the Kal B'chaimim, that Maduch or Koyin, he's Muzin not to Matama to Mason. Or Yisrael doesn't have that Tumah, so for sure Yisrael doesn't have the Tumah Sheretz either. He's allowed to touch the Sheretz. Even though Koyin is also allowed to touch the Sheretz. Right. But I call upon him, Papa said, Mikan Tumas Gevia, I the Euchlen Tameim Deraisa. That if you eat it, you become Tomei, so as Mashmas Deraisa. The Territ, no, even according to your Papa, Vadasoni Midrabonin. The Kroh Lavla Tumas, that Papa is not teaching us Tumum. Shein Lachodova Metam Odom, I the Achilon, El Novela Saif Tor. Midiraisa, the only type of a food that's Metam, a person is only, by eating it, is only the eats Novela Saif Tor. That's the Chiddush HaKroh. If you eat in the veil of an oif tor, you become tummy. But otherwise, you're not tummy. Say the Rapapa says you're tummy if you eat the food. El asmachta b'yalma. V'ikah kod ashinu perakam el mamuna, odim metam atzma mat, metam reisah harbi. It's like a musa to hear. If you do a little bit averis, min ashmarim, they'll make you do more averis. Rakol ponim, tumas givi is only midrabonin. Therefore, we have the kula that if you eat the size of a chatzi pras and a longer shear more than 3 minutes, that takes your teeth, a whole loaf of bread, you talk it Torah, you don't have the tumma. Since it's only midrabbanan, the rabbanan will make it on the shirum. Then our Mishnah says, kol ha'oichlin, all the oichlin are mitzarf. Those that eat are size of a date, made up from pears and apples, yichayiv. Doesn't only have to be a size of a date worth of an apple. All the food together is mitzarf. Amar Papa, ochal umso milcha, you ate like a piece of meat, with the salt on top of it, mitzarif. You should know the salt also makes up to the shear. Even though you have less than the size of a date worth of meat, but since you also have salt on top of it and together it's the size of a date, yichayiv. The chiddush is v'yafagav labachilhi. Even though salt by itself is not something you eat. So if you eat a kasevis worth of salt, you'll be potter in Yom Kippur. Over here, kivon v'yachli inshim mitzarifin. Since here people eat the meat with the salt, so now, with the meat, the salt is edible, therefore yichayiv on Yom Kippur. If together, the meat and the salt together, the size of a kesevas agasam, you'll be chayiv koras. Omer Resh Lakish, tzir shagabe yerek. If you have your vegetables, and you have some juice, the wetness on top of the vegetables, the tzir, the juice that comes out of the vegetables, is mitzarev like a kesevas b'yom kippurim. If you eat these vegetables now, a size of a kesevas, not just from the vegetables itself, no, it's made up, but you're eating, your size of a date is made up. Most of it is vegetables, but a little bit is the tzir, the juice of the vegetables. If you eat it together, you chayiv. Together them starve to mechayiv you, that's called yedek size of a date. For the more pshita, like avada, why not? You ate now the size of a date. Mer says, no, a big chiddush here. Ma, the time I would have thought. Mashku, what do you mean you ate the size of a date? Of the actual vegetables, the food, you only ate the size less of a date. What made up the size of a date? With the juice. Now I would have thought the juice is called liquid. And that the Mishnah says that liquid and food are not mitzarif together. If you have a chatzi size of a date and a chatzi mother lugma and you eat them together, you're potter. You can't put together food and liquid. They don't go together. So I would have thought here the juice is not mitzarif to make up the shear of a kesevis. Kamash one here is different. Kamashmalun, that kol achshurei uchla, uchlahu. Since this juice, you're not drinking of a terrace of liquid. This seer now, the juice of the vegetables, makes the vegetables taste good. It's coming to make the vegetables taste good. So anything that's coming to help you eat the vegetables is called like the food itself. That's the chiddush here. If the liquid is making the food taste better, it becomes part of the food, and then you could put the two together to make up the size of a date. Omer Shlokas. Shlokas said another chiddush. If you eat on Yom Kippur, an achila gasa, big eating, shno yipot, you're not chayev koros. My time, why? The pasuk says, asher lo yisuna ksiv. You have to eat something that takes away your pain, takes away your hunger pains. Prat l'mazik, mashenkin, if you eat to fill yourself up, that's not called an achila, that's called you be mazik yourself. So the kasher is, the chur on Yom Kippur by day, you start to eat, so true. If you eat a ton of food, so by the end of the ton, you're good, you're mazik yourself. The kashmir is though, the first little bit you ate them, that satisfied you. So why aren't you chayah for the first kazayas you ate? True, when you finish eating your 100 kazayas, you should be potter, but at the beginning though, you should be chayah. So Rashi Bav wants the shayla. Rashi is we're talking about, Rashi is achila gasam. She'or chal leila yom ha-kippurim, ala soiva, she'or sova misudas ha-shifsik bo. That's by the sudas ha-masekis, right before Yom Kippur, you filled yourself up to the gills. Mamish, you fill this fire, you can't eat nothing more. Now, 5 minutes later on Yom Kippur, right then, when you're still full to the gills, if you eat now a kesevah sagasa, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Because that's not called an achila, that's called you being mazik, you're hurting yourself. It's not called you taking away your pains. Adarabba, by eating this just makes you have more pains. Shrashi pratla mazik, lizeh sheinu mavata mimenu shuminui, it's not taking away any type of pains you have. It's bad for you, it's bad for the food. It only makes it worse. So such an eating is potter on Yom Kippur. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Omer Resh Lakish, Zara she'ochal truma, achila gasa. If a Zara regularly squirrel, when eat truma, b'shoigig. So halacha is regular when you eat truma, you have a chiyuv to pay back to the kanim the value of it, and you also have to eat another chaymish, another fifth more. But that's only if you eat it. What about yei nachila gasa? Yei also, when you were already full to the gills with yei other food, now you went to eat the truma. So lachur is mishala mesakerim. You only have to pay back the value of the truma that you ate. V'yei ne mishala mesakhoimish. But you don't have to eat another fifth. Why? The pasuk says ki yoicham. If a person eats truma b'shoigeg, then you have to eat another fifth. That's only if you eat it. Prat l'mazik. But over here that you were filled to the gills before you went to eat it. Now you ate this kazayas worth of truma, it's only mazik you. It doesn't do anything good for you, it only harms you. Or Rashi says, prat la mazik at the truma. This eating is not called you ate the truma, it's called you just destroying the truma. So for such an achila, you chayav like a ganef, you took away the truma from the kain, but that's all, you just have to pay back the value, you don't have to add the extra chaymish. The extra fifth is only if you had a mais achila that you had enjoyment from it. Amr Rabbi Yirmi, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Zar Shekoyseis, Soirim, Shel Truma, a Zar that takes